And you see yourself as the genius that you are. Life comes along and gives you this genius mentality, and then your experiences de-genius you. You know, they take you away from the belief, and you start having thoughts about, well, I'm not very good at this, and I'm not very good at that, and I'm not good at mathematics, and I've never really been very good at spelling, and I'm not good at writing, I'm not very good at grammar. All of that is nonsense. Every single bit of that is uninspiring. If you're not good at grammar, get yourself a computer that has a grammar check of some kind, and just that's what it's for. I'm not very good at editing at all. I mean, it's like I write and write. I don't know a dangling participle from a verb. I have no idea. My kids say, Dad, oh, you're the writer. You've written 28 books. So yeah, that's good. Well, help me with this diagramming of sentences. I don't know how to diagram a sentence. I know nothing about that. I don't know what modifies what, and you know, those things are just meaningless to me. I just do a lot of reading, and I listen, and I write and speak from my heart about what it is. I've never had a lesson in how to be a speaker or how to be a writer or how to be any of that. I just allow it, and I know that there are other people who incarnated into this world to take care of those things, and I just attract them into my life. If you're not good at mathematics, carry around a little calculator, you know, and that's what it's there for. Why would you be bothered with all of that stuff anyway when it's all figured out for you in advance? You don't have to be good at taxes. Just hire somebody to take care of that for you. Very simple. Don't even let it bother you. I've told people this about virtually everything that they go through. People going through divorces, people going through tough times and so on. Turn it over to other people and tell them, the people that you turn it over to, I only want good news from you. If you have bad news, tell it to my ex-spouse, you know. I don't want to hear anything but good news from you. That's all. That's what I'm hiring you for. And get me through this, whatever it is, whatever thing I'm going through. And be at peace with it. That's what an intelligent person is. Someone who doesn't have to go to those places where we allow ourselves to go just because we believe that this has to be an ugly experience or unpleasant experience. It has to be something horrible. Your intellect tells you, you can go through anything at any level and not be upset by it. You don't have to be. You see yourself as someone who's independent of the negative opinions and the good opinions of those around you. So you change your awareness. This is one of my favorite affirmations. I carry it around with me. I have it in my car. I am a unique portion of the existence of God. I originated in spirit. And I always remind myself that you'll never find light by analyzing the darkness. You'll never find the light by wallowing around in your darknesses. Just like you'll never find your own magnificence by analyzing what you believe to be undistinguished about yourself. You'll never find your own magnificence by analyzing what you believe to be undistinguished about yourself. You have to analyze and immerse yourself in what is magnificent about you and change your awareness of yourself. You are a divine creation, a piece of the whole, a piece of God. Treat yourself that way at all times. I'd also like to just share with you the idea that inspiration is really something that is quite simple, living an inspired life. And I have written out in the book, in Inspiration, a guide. I'm going to just share it here with you. I call it my 12-step guide for uncluttering your life. And if your life is cluttered, you might want to take notes. Because to be inspired, you have to be in a position to be connected to spirit, to be connected to source. And if you're so busy being pushed in different directions, not allowing yourself the time, it's why I said earlier in the program that awaken between 3 and 4, or whenever it is that God calls you in the quiet time of your day, and give yourself moments to be connected, just you, to the highest part of yourself and to God. Even this morning when I was up early this morning, 3:13. And then I meditated, and then I did some preparation for this presentation. And then I went out and did a run. I did about a 9-mile run this morning out in the desert. And I had such a feeling this morning that something that I have been really wanting to attract into my life was so close and so on its way that I couldn't have had that glorious, just stupendous, blissful feeling this morning if I hadn't given myself time and uncluttered my life by awakening and just giving myself that space to be in that place of connection. And it was like, I felt so good about it, and it's still, even now, as I'm standing here speaking to you here, I see it as just circling around me and on its way, something that's been elusive, something that hasn't been quite there. It's just, it's so close. And the thing that will keep it from really just enveloping me and allowing me to be immersed in it is if I have a belief that it can't happen, which I think I've had up until I had that experience this morning. I've just sort of sensed that, nah, not quite. But now it's just this total knowing. And you know, if I know that, that's all it takes. I'm free. I'm as free as I can be. And it doesn't depend on anything or anyone else. Discovering yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be is allowing yourself to do these things, all right? 12-step program to simplify your life. 1, unclutter your life. If you haven't worn it in the past year, toss it. Toss it. Don't just toss it, but give it. Give it to someone who will wear it and who will need it, and notice how you'll feel. Just go through your closet. If you haven't worn it in a year, or if you need 2 years, go for the 2 years. You pack rats, 10 years, all right? A year, though. A year is a good amount of time. If you haven't worn it, you're not going to wear it. And allow someone else to wear it. Get rid of all of the old files that are cluttering up your life and your space. All of the files. All of the things that you've maintained and you look at and keep you from moving on into today. Donate all of your unused toys and tools and books and bicycles and dishes and everything else that you're not using. Just unclutter your life. Simplify, simplify, simplify. That's what Thoreau said. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Let the affairs of your life number 1 and 2, to which Emerson responded, "I think 1 simplify would have sufficed." I love that. That's one of my favorite lines. All right, so that's first, unclutter your life. And I'd like to tell you something that I did on May the 11th of this year. I took 30 years worth of clothes, files, books, maybe 20,000 books, an apartment that had all of my records in it from 30 years ago, from when I wrote Your Erroneous Owns. Photos on the wall, documents, awards, trophies, furniture, electronic equipment in an apartment that I had. Now, this is a true story. On May the 11th, and I took the key, and I looked around, and I looked at all of it. And I put the key in the door, and I turned the key, and I walked out, and I took the key over to my wife, and I said, "Sell it. Sell the apartment. Use the money for improving the house, if you want, and get rid of everything." And I haven't looked back on it. Just totally walked away from it. 20,000 plus books were all donated to different charities and hospital groups and so on. All of the clothes were given to people who need clothes in that area. All of the files, everything. I just walked away from it. And I've never looked back. It was one of the most freeing and beautiful and peaceful experiences. It's like, almost like it was dying while I was alive. Just letting go of all of it. I don't have to insure it any longer. And a hurricane just went through there, and who knows what happened if all of that stuff would have been there. It blew most of those houses down. It's a wonderful exercise. And if you don't think you're going to do that someday, just step outside a little further and take a look at your body, you know, because you're going to have to do that. We all do that. You came in with nothing, with no thing, and you'll leave with no thing. So unclutter your life.